Okay, we had the pleasure to learn now a piece from the Tosh Rebbe in Avodas Avoda, Piskami Kodesh. So he says on Parshas Tazria, he quotes our opening pasuk, second opening pasuk, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Daber Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Isha Ki Tazria V'Yolda Zochor. When a woman will seed and give birth to a son. So he quotes the Rashi to point out that really could have just said ki seled zocher, which is give birth. What's the whole idea about first inserting the phrase ki sazria? So it begins Rebbe like this. V'kostu svarim akadoshim, ki aposta kazem romez al yislonu yisod godol. Touches a tremendous lesson in avodas Hashem. Hanogei lechol nefesh miyisrael, applies to every single Jew. Al pimash omer chazal, begins by quoting what it says in Pirkei Avos. This is Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Kibbo Mehillel Veshamai Hu Hayom Rizelkes. Im Lamadet Torah Harbe. If you've learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Toiv LaAtzmach. Don't take the goodness for yourself. Ki Lokach Notzarta. Because this is the reason why you were formed. So he brings this on. Pirsha HaMeforshim, they explain. Imada Torah Harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, Al Tachzik Tuva LaAtzmecha, don't hold this goodness for yourself. What does this mean? Haina HaTorah Shelamadata, the Torah that you've learned, Al Tachzik LaAtzmecha Levad, don't keep it only to yourself, Ella Tashbiya Mimeno LaAcherim, give it over to others. Not pshat in the Mishnah, be saying like this, Tachzik to be Chazak, to hold on to it only for yourself. No, give it over. Lahashko is gam cherem mi be'er mayim chayim. Let others drink from the wells that you have as well, the be'er mayim chayim. Lamadnam Torah Hashem v'yiras Hashem. Teach them Torah. Teach them good midos, yiras Hashem. Ki lekach nutzarta, because that's the reason why you were created. Not to be selfish and keep the Torah for yourself. Ki kol adam Yisrael nivra lilmod lelamed. We have two mandates, to learn and to teach others. Va'al kol adam mutot choyv l'roimim gam sha'ar neshamas Yisrael. We have an obligation to elevate others, not just for ourselves. Lamdim Torah v'yira l'korvan la'avihen shabash shemayim. To bring them closer, to do kiruv for everybody, for bring everybody closer to Hashem. And therefore, l'chein omr chazal, that's the famous Gemara Bava Metzi and Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, k'shot atzmecha v'achakach k'shot acherim. So Pasha Pshat means, before you go around giving mussar to other people, telling them what they're doing wrong, fix yourself first. K'shot atzmecha, first make yourself look pretty, and then you fix your midos, then you can start giving mussar. Pirish no, b'mat tizkil k'shot atzmecha, how will you make yourself beautiful, right? What zechus will you have, k'shot atzmecha? Al yedei t'hakshot es acherim, by making others, by helping others, that makes you yourself beautiful. That's the interpretation that the Tosh Rebbe gives. V'chol adam tzarech lios b'chinas mekabel u'mashpia. Every single person has to have two aspects. One that they're receiving from others, and that mashpia, they're giving over to others. Ki tzarech lasos azno ka'afrachas. You have to make your ear pliable. Lekabel Torah liyira mirabosav. In order to hear what your Rebbeim have to teach you. Lishoiv ko go hayoitz mipihim. To hear everything that comes out of their mouths. Kamosha Amr Chazal, like it says in also in Pirkei Avos, but it's back in Perek Aleph, right? What's it say? Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreira, Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Yushlan, Kibul Mehem. Yosef ben Yoezer, Omer, Have Beischa Beisvad Lechachamim. Let your house be a meeting place for the Chacham, Vahave Misabeg Bo'ofer Raglehim. And literally grab the dust of their feet. Vahave Shoise Betzome Es Divrehim. And drink thirstily their waters. Right? So he continues and says, the Rebbe, Aval Bezel Levad, this by itself, we haven't satisfied our obligation just by this. We have to take what we received and give that over to the next, to others. Like a pipe that brings water from one place to another. He has to give over what he received from his rebbeim. El hadorah shel achorav, to the future generations, to talmidim, to chaverim, to the next generation. V'chein om Rabbi Chanina, that's what it says. Harbi lamadati miraboisai, I learned a lot from my rebbeim. V'yoisim mira chaverai. I learned a lot from my rebbeim. I learned more than I did from them with my chaverim, but my talmida yoisim kulam, I learned the most from my talmidim. Kilo zoch lahagia el shleimus nafsho. He was only coming to the level of completion of shleimus perfection. Ella al yedei shahashpia mitoraso shekibu meirboisav el talmidav acharav, because he's able to give over to his talmidim what he received from his rebbeim. This idea of a transmission. And now it explains Tosh Rebbe, that's what the pasuk is hinting at. When a woman will literally proceed and give birth to a son, the one who gives over, who is, that's always the lashon of zocher. It doesn't mean a physical man. A woman could also be mashpia, but it means the idea of giving over. That's connected to the tzad of zohar. Bechinas duchra, bechinas mekabel, mechuna b'shem isha. And one is receiving. That's the level of an isha. But again, it's not a physical thing. A man could also be mekabel, but it's connected to the male and female, as the anatomy is obvious. Bechinas nukva, kasher ha'adam mis'or l'kabel Torah mipi raboisav, when a person is ma'or himself, aroused himself to receive Torah from his rebbeim, harehu ma'or asru'usul tato, nikra b'svarim b'shem mayin nukvin. When he aroused himself, that's what's called in the svarim of this yain nukvin, is female, because you're waiting to, you're in the aspect of able to receive. V'zeh isha ki tazriya, and that's when a woman who's being mazriya, who gives over, ki tazriya. Roimez ki ha'adam tzarech liyos b'chinas isha. The person has to act in the level of an isha, in the way of receiving from others. B'chinas mekabel. La'or meyayin nukvin tato le'ela. From the lower to the higher, zeh ki tazriya. That's the first part of the pasuk. And that's why the pasuk doesn't say straightforward, like Rashi says, it's just isha ki sele. No. There's a step before then. Vilodai bezel avad elegam yolda zocher, but it's not enough just to receive, but you have to give birth to a zocher. Shitzarech lios gam bechinas duchro. You also have the male aspect as well. Lahashpia miyain duchrin me'el tato. They go from up or down. Lekach, and therefore lechein lo omer isha ki seled zocher ki merumas kan l'shtei bechinas, because there's two aspects here. Shia bechinas isha ki sazria. The first part is to be the aspect of acting like a woman, like a nekeva who receives vegam, and also bechinas yalda zocher, to give like a zocher who gives over and is mashpia to others. Va'ide shtei habechinos yachad zoichelif oil tachlis briyosu ba'olam. That's a person's able to act according and to achieve their tachlis in this world. Kemosha amru b'mishnah, as it says, ki lekach nutzarta. That's why we were created. So beautiful insight from the Tosh Rebbe in this week's parsha. Something to think about in our lives, how we can be machnia ourselves to receive from others, to receive from our rebbeim, and then once we have received something, to give it over and not to be selfish and keep the Torah for ourselves, but rather to make it a Torah's chesed, to share these yediyas and these midos with others as well. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful week.